Adriana Tapia attended her first class at Palo Alto when she was a 14-year-old freshman at New Frontiers Charter School.
It was kind of scary at first, but I quickly grew into it. It became second nature almost.
Now she's on track to earn her bachelor's degree before turning 21.
What made it so easy to do this whole dual credit thing was that the classes and everything was free.
Palo Alto College President Mike Flores says early college is helping more South San Antonio students earn college degrees.
When we think of the power of a degree and its importance in social mobility and in changing the trajectory of an individual's life, but most importantly, their family's life, it's a multi-generational change that we're embarking on.
He says the early college program is so popular that Palo Alto continues to add more schools each year. But their popularity might fade if Alamo College's district is unable to continue offering dual credit to high schoolers free of charge. Southside High School senior Loretta Nieto says she wouldn't have been able to get a jump start on a nursing degree at Palo Alto while in high school if her family would have had to pay.
I live with my grandparents. They provide, yes they do, and they do a lot for me, but at the same time, you know, we struggle every once in a while.
According to the Express News, the Alamo Colleges lost more than $21 million from dual credit tuition waivers last fiscal year. Trustees are considering changing the program this summer to make it more financially sustainable. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.